Get Up with Ned and Josh on Hit 104.7.
I got to put my hands up in the air.
And we are taking your calls on 131060 about what has your pet destroyed.
That's right. A cat got into a power plant, essentially, and just started chewing at cords, pulling stuff out of the walls, and knocked out power for 7,500 people in this city.
Yeah, a little bit of a mischief maker, no doubt about it. We are looking for basically the exact same thing from your pets, not taking out entire power grids, but what have they destroyed? 131060 is the number to call. Tamara's on the line from Gordon. Tamara, how are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Not too bad.
Well, thanks, Tamara.
Now, first and foremost, what's your pet? What animal?
A husky, Siberian husky.
Husky, okay. So they can do a fair bit of damage. They're big dogs, big energetic dogs.
My favourite dogs.
Yes, no, Ned does
love
a husky.
I love a husky.
I think they're fantastic as well. But what did they destroy your husky?
My puppy husky, which is about 6 months old, I think she's about 8 months now, she broke her leg. And she chewed through her cast on her leg about 6 times within 4 weeks.
Mm. Did they not give you one of those little cones?
They did, and she managed to chew that off every time as well.
That's amazing. You've got like the husky Houdini.
Yeah.
How does it even get out of the cone? That's incredible. That's amazing.
She managed to. So.
Yeah.
How much did it cost to keep getting the leg rebandaged and everything replastered?
Oh. All round, probably including the x-rays and everything, probably around $1,500.
Wow. That's frustrating. And you know what?
My bank account too.
Yeah.
You know what the thing here is? And I know this isn't a thing. I know it isn't a thing, but I think it should be. Like doggy Medicare.
Yeah, doggy Medicare. Well, you can get pet insurance.
Yeah, I was kind of stupid. You can get pet insurance?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, that's great. Oh, yeah. Well, there you go. Fantastic.
See, what I would do.
Yeah, you got that after. Yeah, it makes sense. Cassie's on the line from Crace. How are you, Cassie?
Good, how are you?
Very good, thank you.
Now,
thanks, Cassie.
What animal do you have first and foremost?
I've got a puppy and I've got a cat.
Okay,
Before you tell us what happened and we'll try and guess if it was the puppy or the cat.
Yeah, okay, don't tell us which animal, just tell us what was destroyed.
Okay, I have a Belle from Beauty and the Beast gown and it was in my cupboard and now it's just shredded.
Shredded. Use of the word shredded there makes me point the finger at the cat.
I'm going to do dog.
Well, it was actually tag team. They both did it.
Oh!
The best of both worlds.
Mischief makers.
Notice style.
Oh, how nice that they get along, though. That's nice. Yeah. So they probably reminisce on that now. Like, remember when we destroyed a dress? Wasn't that funny?
Remember we got Cassie back for owning us?
Hit 104.7's Ned and Josh. The best radio show featuring two guys named Ned and Josh. Probably.
If you've been injured at work, act now. Visit mej.com.au.
Josh, Guy demanded a flight be turned around for a very weird reason.
Mm.
Now, I said it's going to be weirder than any reason that anyone could think of. What did you think of?
I had it in my mind that he was wearing a Batman costume that he refused to take off. And that the airline were freaking out about, like, what's he going to do? Is he going to try and, like, grapple down the plane or something like that?
No, that's not it.
That's not it? That was the most creative thing I could think of during the song.
I don't think you thought of that during the song. I think you thought of that as it was coming out of your mouth.
100%. I forgot to think about it during the song.
What's actually happened, okay, this guy gets on board, starts to take off, 30 minutes into the trip, he's like, I'm too hot, we need to turn this around. And the flight attendant's like, all right, we're too hot, okay, well then... What do you want us to do about that? And he was like, I'm just too hot. Mm. Turn this plane around. I'm sorry. There's nothing else I can say.
And they
say.
Did it.
Yep. Well, they had to because he was like causing a fuss and he's like, I'm too hot. And so they turned around, parked it.
The flight attendants agreed, obviously.
Well,
What's the issue with him being too hot?
Well, I don't know. No one confirmed it or denied it. There was no like, I don't know. There
was he like distractingly attractive?
What?
What do you
mean?
Oh, you mean temperature hot?
Well, you thought they... okay. So you thought...
I thought you meant temperature. No.
You thought this guy was so attractive...
No,
to turn the plane around. Who would he be distracting to, in your mind? The pilot? The pilot's locked in the cockpit. Do you think he, like, took a walk through the aisle and went, oh, my God.
Temporary brain fart?
The number...
I thought you meant...
14 A's. Whee!
thought
that guy is Mr. Olympia.
That was a temporary brain fart. I thought you meant that the passenger was distracted.
Who in this world, honestly, and I'm genuinely asking, who in this world, in your eyes, is so hot that they would have to land a plane for?
Oh, well, probably Clooney could cause a bit of a fuss on a plane. You have to imagine the flight attendants wouldn't be doing their jobs.
That would be caught.
The pilots and the flight attendants would all be wanting selfies. That'd all be like, that's dangerous. Then you need a staff on the plane. I realize how stupid what I thought was now.
Yeah. There's no way that if you're out there and you're that like, I'm pretty attractive.
That might be the dumbest thing has happened for 2018 on this show.
I don't think any plane would be turned around by the level of attractiveness of someone on board, be it ugly or hot. I think the plane's being turned around on that behalf.
Okay, well, look, fine. And that was mea culpa, my bad. I apologize.
Yeah, I know. I'm an idiot.
But also, what the hell? They turned this plane around because the guy was just a little bit too temperature
hot. He was
hot.
Overheating.
Get the guy an ice pack and continue on to where you're going.
Let him stick his head out the window for a second. Like a dog.
Look, everyone, I'm sorry about that.
Good.
That was incredibly stupid of me.
Hit 104.7's Ned and Josh. Like a fine wine, this show will get better with time. Also like a fine wine, they'll need about 30 years.
John Little, your workers' compensation lawyer. MEJ.com.au.
Ned, at the Emmys, absolutely amazing stuff happened. All sorts of people won. Thandi, honestly, I'm going to say something now, all right? Okay, this could be a little bit controversial. Yvonne Stravosky, I think is her name. She's the Australian actress who's on The Handmaid's Tale.
Yep.
Did some of the best acting I've seen on television in the last, well, ever really.
Yep.
But she did it in the last year on the latest season of The Handmaid's Tale.
Mm-hmm.
Her character is just the worst, but she did some acting that sort of made you go, oh, you know, like this is
yeah, she's a very good actor. Yeah,
amazing
very good actor.
Acting. But the thing here is, Thandi Newton beat her for the Emmy.
Yep.
And Yvonne's also 9.5 months pregnant and managed to go to the Emmys like 9.5 months pregnant.
Yeah.
She was certain she was going to... Everyone was certain she was going to win.
Yeah.
And then Thandi Newton... And Thandi Newton is a sensational actress.
Yeah.
But she won for a character that isn't that great.
Well, we think that.
I don't think that.
The most of the internet loves Thandi Newton.
I'm very angry at Westworld at the moment. It's not going anywhere.
But I feel
it's
like
making me cranky. I don't enjoy Westworld.
That's where
I used to love.
Yeah, that's the perspective of you and I.
Yeah,
I see everyone on the internet
love
Westworld.
She's a very good actress, but Yvonne should have won. Anyway, the point I'm trying to make here is that the Emmys were yesterday, and I got very angry about it. But in the middle of the Emmys, it was a beautiful moment that could not make anybody angry. It was just a moment of pure human affection and love and just everyone collectively going, aw.
Mm-hmm.
Have a listen to what happened when Emmy winner Greg Weiss got down on one knee and had a little bit of a chat to his girlfriend who was sitting in the audience.
You wonder why I don't like to call you my girlfriend? Because I want to call you my wife. Jen, I want to put this ring that my mom wore on your finger in front of all these people and in front of my mom and your parents watching from above. Will you marry me?
She nodded. She said yes. Everything was fantastic. Big hugs and kisses. I believe it was James Corden came out later and thanked her for saying yes.
Yeah.
She's like, it could have been real awkward in front of her. But that's the point.
Yeah.
We have been talking on the show in the last couple of weeks about proposals that have just been way too public.
Public proposals.
Way too risky. We had the guy who was, his girlfriend was a court bailiff.
Yeah.
He went in chains and like in a prison jumpsuit and said, I'm guilty of being madly in love with you. Great, romantic, had the potential to go very wrong.
Yep.
And then the guy who proposed to his girlfriend, we talked about this yesterday, she was a flight attendant, proposed on the plane, cost her a job.
She got fired because it was like disruptive to everyone.
This is the third. Everything comes in threes.
Yep.
Thank God this one worked out right because this was the most public.
Mm.
In front of the entire world watching, all these people watching across the entire globe, in front of thousands of celebrities, like the most famous, well-connected people who would have been tweeting about it, you know, all that sort of stuff. It would have been the most embarrassing rejection in human history.
Imagine if, like, because this was fantastic and we can joke about it now because it's all gone very well, but imagine if he was like, I don't like to call you my girlfriend, so I want you to move out. I've had enough. This relationship unfortunately has come to an end. And thanks for the Emmy, but
it'd be
also
a pretty horrible swerve, because what you didn't hear in the speech was he did this whole thing about how his mom unfortunately passed away and he had the ring and all that. He did this whole, so for that to be the breakup swerve, that would be pretty weird. It would be pretty weird.
I've been evaluating things in my life and you really need to go.
Just look, this was love on display. It was beautiful, but the pessimist in me will always say, the risk is just not worth it.
Yeah, high risk, very high reward.
If this had gone bad, oh my God. What we'd be talking about this morning would be just this guy. The whole world would be talking about this guy. Yeah. And we look, at least this way, everyone would probably be getting around him, though.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Be like, let's support him through this, because this has been a horrible moment. Oh, no. Love's good.
Yeah,
this
it's good.
Is great.
Yeah.
This is fantastic. But everybody, stop doing these wacky proposals.
That's it.
It's too
done.
Dangerous.
Yeah.
104.7's Ned and Josh. One is taller than the other. The shorter one doesn't want to be named. The taller one is Josh.
If you've been injured at work, act now. Visit mej.com.au.
We are looking this morning for 131060 to be the number you call to tell us mind-blowing facts.
Amazing facts. I told everyone about a capsicum fact, which is all capsicums are the same capsicum. While there is green, yellow, orange, and red capsicums, they are all the same capsicum. They're just different levels of ripeness.
Right.
It's like if everyone just thought bananas, if they were a bit more brown or a bit more green, were different kind of bananas. That's not the case at all. They are all the same capsicum.
This is fascinating.
Yep.
But I'd like to know better facts than that, because I was actually not that excited about the capsicum.
Because I don't
think
you know what a capsicum is.
How
You've never eaten one in your life.
Cherry's on the line right now from Emory. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, not too
great,
bad.
Thank you,
Sheree. Now, Sheree, could you please tell us what is your amazing fact?
My fact is that in your petrol gauge in your car, there's a little arrow, and that actually points to the side that your petrol filler is on.
Amazing fact.
Very good. That very, very good, Sheree.
Is fantastic. So the little arrow, I've always wondered what that is. So the little arrow, is that across all cars?
Well, it's on all three cars that we've owned in the last few years, so I think so.
You want me to, in the air of full honesty, I was actually aware of this because I wondered what the little arrow was in my car. I had like a little arrow next to my fuel gauge and I was like, what is that? And I Googled it and then I found this fact out. Nevertheless, it's still amazing, Sheree.
Smarmy behaviour in the face of an amazing fact that Sheree's brought to the table here.
I don't want to tell her that this is the first time I've heard it.
I already knew that is the worst thing you can do when someone tells you an amazing fact.
To my capsicum fact, you didn't even say you didn't knew it. You were like,
fine.
I don't care.
That's fine.
Which is worse.
It's not that interesting, but I already knew that. I'm smarter than you.
I'm not saying I'm smarter than anyone.
Nah, you're getting some robotic booze for Ned there, Sheree.
I'm going to pretend like I haven't heard anything.
Marcus is on the line from Bungendore. Marcus, how are you?
Hi.
How's going on, buddy?
Good.
Yeah, that's
Marcus,
good.
Have you got an animal fact for us, mate?
Yep.
What is it?
Cheetahs aren't the fastest animal alive.
What is?
A type of hawk.
A hawk? That makes sense, Marcus. That does make
that
sense.
That does make a lot of sense.
I don't have to worry about like putting their feet on the ground. It's just wings. I actually didn't know that.
Planes,
so very well done, Marcus.
Planes are faster than cars. So that makes sense, doesn't it?
Go to the next call, please.
Colleen's on the line from Casey. How are you, Colleen?
I'm good.
All right, Colleen. From what I understand, you potentially have another capsicum fact, even though I only thought there was the one.
Yes, that's correct.
What is your capsicum fact, Colleen?
There are male and female peppers.
What?
The capsicums. Male capsicums have three bumps, and female capsicums have four bumps. And that the females are sweeter and better for eating raw, and male are better for cooking.
Right. Do they... This is so fascinating, Colleen. Do they tell you on the packages, or are you meant to just figure it out yourself?
I heard it once a long time ago and I Googled to find out exactly what it was.
Do you rattle this one out like any time someone's like says a cool fact? You're like, oh, well, guess what? There's actually female and male capsicums.
Yeah, I once said to my child, oh, can you go get me a male capsicum? And he was like, what?
Mum, please stop.
Yeah.
Okay, and speaking of please stop, that's enough capsicum chat, guys.
How dare you? Honestly, if I had it my way and no one got in my way, this whole show, the whole 3 hours would be capsicum chat. What's your favourite capsicum? Yeah. Do you like to put
Colleen,
it in stews?
While you might agree with that, and that's fine, and I really appreciate the call, I'm glad I am in your way to stop that from happening.
Always the roadblock.
Hit 104.7, Ned and Josh. The best radio show featuring two guys named Ned and Josh. Probably.
If you've been injured at work, act now. Visit mej.com.au.
Ned, yesterday a brand new edition of the iPhone software was out, iOS 12.
Yep.
And look, I'm stoked with it so far. It does actually seem to, my battery does seem to last longer, which
That's
is
good.
Pretty good because I was having some issues with that. They've changed the voice memos logo, which is cool.
Mm-hmm.
some other things. But look, there is a thing that everybody is already getting carried away with, and that's the measurement tool. So basically you can use the camera to measure point to point on surfaces,
which that's cool.
It's going to get used for all sorts of things. But there is a new feature of the iOS 12, which has already scared the living daylights out of me, and I've only had it for 15 hours.
Mm-hmm.
It's called screen time.
Okay.
And what it is the idea is it's meant to give you more of a control over what you're doing on your phone and when. More information to be able to assess, do I have a problem with looking at certain apps?
Okay, right.
It's also, you can set up so parents can control how much time, say, your kids can spend on their Instagram or something like that.
Yeah, that's cool. That makes sense.
But let's have a little bit of a look. So today, already, this morning, and keep in mind, I've been at work. I've already spent 16 minutes on social networking,
mm-hmm.
only 5 minutes on productivity, and apparently I've spent 14 seconds on entertainment. So what was the 14 seconds?
14 seconds on entertainment. I didn't. Yeah, what
I
is
entertainment? Listened to podcasts for 14 seconds, apparently. Oh, so yeah, I don't even know how I did that.
Did you have fun? did you take a lot in?
But in the last 7 days, which takes yesterday into account as well, because that was the only time I got the iOS 12.
Yeah, so since you've had it, how long?
Since I've had it, which is since yesterday at about 3 p.m., 2 hours and 33 minutes on social networking.
Mm.
And most of that, you can break it down in app by app, an hour and 21 minutes of that's Instagram.
A lot of stuff going on Instagram. A lot of stories to get through.
45 minutes of that's Twitter, because I watched a few videos on Twitter yesterday.
Wow. 45 minutes on Twitter. I haven't been on Twitter in months.
Yeah, but if you watch videos, that's how you quickly boost that time up.
That's crazy. How about Facebook?
Facebook? I don't think I've been on Facebook very much at all.
Really? Like, wow. That's the one I would have thought you'd be on the most.
No,
the trailer for Miss Marvel came out. Captain Marvel came out. Yep. There's a bunch of other stuff.
2 minutes on Facebook.
Wow, that's incredible. Yeah.
But you can see a lot of that stuff on Twitter and Instagram. So.
Yeah, well, it's just
and I don't
have
poison. To see annoying games that my mum plays. So that's why I kind
that's
of avoid
a Farmville
Facebook.
Joke that would have been relevant 7 years
my
ago.
My mum still plays like Bejeweled and stuff. So don't you tell me what's relevant.
Well, then I need to tell your mum what's relevant.
Jenny, it's her problem.
I can't. That honestly, out of everything, the Facebook thing has honestly impressed me. I honestly think I thought your numbers would be way higher than that.
Pickups, which I'm not sure, 100% sure what this means yet, but I'm pretty confident it means times I've picked my phone up from locked, opened it, and looked at it since yesterday, 120 times.
That's a lot. That's a whole lot.
I'm disabling this feature today.
Yeah.
This is scary. I don't know how addicted to my phone I am.
Yeah.
I mean, it's supposed to give me power and make me be able to control my addiction to my phone.
No,
I'd just rather not know about
I'd
it.
I'd rather ignore
honest.
It.
Yeah.
Hit 104.7's Ned and Josh. Like a fine wine, this show will get better with time. Also like a fine wine, they'll need about 30 years.
John Little, your workers' compensation lawyer. MEJ.com.au.
And Ned, because it is Wednesday morning, it's time for us to catch up with somebody for another edition of our Wednesday work file. Today we're going to catch up with a lady named Leslie, who is a home stylist.
That's right. She has to style homes for when they go on sale. So imagine any time you've walked into a house and you go, oh my God, this is so nice. A lot to do with that is how the house looks inside, the furniture, the way it's all set up. She is responsible for that.
And has a fascinating job as a result. Yep. Time for us to talk to a home stylist on
on the most fascinating jobs from around the region.
It's amazing.
It's Ned and Josh's Wednesday Work File.
Morning, Leslie.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm good.
Fantastic.
Now, what are some tricks you maybe use, tricks of the trade to make, say, like a small room look bigger or a big room look more filled with less furniture? How would you do those sorts of things?
There was a house one time that had a very large living space.
Mm.
So we added like a lounge room and a dining table and then a study nook in the corner so people can see that there's different areas in a huge room.
Yeah, right, okay.
Or we might add, you know, two really lovely chairs and then we'll put in props like a chess set and a bottle, a bottle of wine, empty wine.
Yeah, just that, to show what could the possibilities if you enjoyed wine, this would be the house for you.
And sorry, just to cover myself, we don't drink the wine while we're styling.
Okay, you're right.
That's a shame, Benny.
It's disappointing. Seems like a missed opportunity. What happens when you have a client and don't have to get specific, but maybe you have a client and they just have a completely terrible idea when it comes to style. Do you have to make it work in a way that you can also live with, or do you sort of try and correct them, put them on the right path?
Most people just allow us to do what we want.
Mm.
I always say I will come back. The next day, if you're not happy, you needed things more added, we will come back and change. Never been called back yet, but always add that as an, you know.
Yeah, that's a pretty good strike rate to never get called back. Yeah.
But see, what we do anyway, people, as I said, it's blank canvas.
Mm.
And so we might create a family in our head. So it might be an older people.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, older couple who have retired, but will create a whole family. Like, you know, this new family has, you know, a five-year-old child that's into trucks and they have a teenage boy. So that's how
you create
we
a profile.
Create a profile.
That's really interesting. Mm. Is there, I mean, and this is just for me and for anyone else out there who's like maybe doing it by themselves, is there any like massive faux pas that you like, if you walk into a house and see it, you're like, that's the first thing to go?
Sometimes we've had to deal with people's furniture and we do a part style, and that is tricky. Like if they've got, you know, really floral couch and then we need to style around it. There was a house one time where the fellow said, look, I have to leave my fridge because we don't deal with white goods. And so we styled this beautiful home, but the fridge had beer stickers all over the fridge. And it was like, how are we going to cover that fridge?
So put a giant a new feature, which is just cut up cardboard slab boxes. Just put them all in front, make a new art piece or something like that. Now this is awesome. What's the biggest project you guys have taken on? Have you ever seen like a brief for X amount of bedrooms, X amount of rooms, and just gone, I have no idea what I'm going to do. This is going to take so long.
Yeah, we've had large houses. There's one coming up, 4 bedrooms, study, 3 alfresco areas outside, a rumpus room. And I walk in and I think, okay, you know, and I style it in my head. And then I just start thinking, what have I got in other houses? What have I got in the warehouse? How can I bring this house together? And I always get really anxious. But there's nothing better than closing a door in a house and going, I love it.
Like, looks great, yeah.
I'm really happy with the outcome, and I have to be, because I want to be like the client. I want them to walk in and go, wow, I love
it. Looks great.
Yeah.
So I put a lot of pressure on myself and the girls, Belle and Mon. We all do.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's good. I've got a horror story for you. When I was a kid, I lived in a house that had a 70s bathroom, and it was all brown. Like the bathtub was brown. The toilet seat was like plastic see-through brown. So it was like, have you ever worked in a bathroom like that where you've gone, look, there's probably nothing we can do here.
Everything needs to go.
We need to get rid of everything.
We have to deal with what they've got. I can't say, look, you know, I mean, if it was a fluffy toilet seat cover or something, I might say it's got to go.
It's got to go.
We can give you, we can deal with that.
I think we ended up, when we sold that house, I think mum and dad literally ended up using house paint on the bathtub just to cover it up.
Yeah.
Paint it white. Just go, look, guys, you have to get a new bathtub, but you don't want to see what it originally looked like.
Yeah.
Leslie, thank you so much for having a chat to us.
No, thank you.
104.7's Ned and Josh. One is taller than the other. The shorter one doesn't want to be named. The taller one is Josh.
If you have been injured at work, act now. Visit mej.com.au.
Josh. There is one of the most ridiculous things that I've ever heard in the Australian sporting world has been announced. And not even like, ooh, this would be funny. It's actually like both parties are like, yeah, we're doing this now.
It's to raise money for the Auckland City Mission.
It's a great cause.
The winner of a boxing match will be determined the world heavyweight champion of the homeless and needy, which is great. Great cause. Fantastic.
Yeah. Fantastic.
The fight is going to be happening between, like, boxer, like he has done boxing before, Sonny Bill Williams.
He's not done it in a couple of years, but he actually has done boxing, and he's 100%. Also in phenomenal condition.
No, he's Sonny Bill Williams.
He's Sonny Bill Williams.
And he will be fighting the winner, The Bachelorette for 2017, Stu Landy, who looks barely better than my dad in terms of being in shape.
Stu Landy looks like, he looks like a dad who hasn't given up.
No, he's in good nick, don't get me wrong, but it's like dad good nick, whereas Sonny Bill Williams is Sonny Bill Williams.
He's phenomenal. So, I mean, put Sonny Bill Williams on like fitness, muscle fitness, whatever that magazine's called.
Every month of the year.
Every month of the year, whereas Stu would be like Better Homes and Gardens. Like, hey, look what Stu made.
Yeah. Well, no, maybe Stu could get a bit of, you know, men's health or something like that. Even though they normally have absolutely ripped people in men's health too, but they also go, you know what, this guy's keeping himself trim and taut, good on him, here's how he does it.
But that's the thing, Stu. I'm saying that Stu.
The reason I'm being so complimentary to Stu, by the way, is Stu has a lot of money, and I don't want him to sue us.
Because Stu has a lot of money, he should be putting all of that towards fight training.
Well, the brilliant thing here is Stu does have a lot of money, and he could just be donating that to charity, but instead he's going to try and raise even more by getting in the ring against someone he has no business being in the ring with.
No.
So that's very, very admirable from Stu. I will say this much.
Yep.
It's the most bizarre news story I've read in like the last month.
Yeah.
why are those two people, why are those two names? It's one of those stories where you read the headline and you go, why are those two names mentioned in the same sentence?
Yeah.
The guy who won the 2017 Bachelorette and Sonny Bill Williams. Mm-hmm. Why are they in the same sentence?
Exactly. It makes absolutely no sense. But, because whilst, yes, like you said, whilst Sonny Bill Williams isn't a boxer per se, so it's not going to be like he was fighting Mike Tyson or anything like that, he also has done boxing before.
If you had a board.
Yep.
And you were throwing random names at that board.
Mm-hmm.
Those two names, sure, they might pair up together. Cool. But then the activities on the other board that you randomly threw up on the board, boxing would be near on the last one that I would pick.
Yeah.
And this is where we are, ladies and gentlemen. This
unfortunately, well, no, I mean, fortunately, this is for charity. But unfortunately, it means that this is going to be like a showy boxing match. While they'll be boxing, it's like...
I don't think there would be a proper boxing match if it was a proper boxing match. I think it'd be over far too quickly.
I would love to see, like, well, here's the thing. I don't think people are donating per round or anything like that. I think people are just putting money up front to see the fight and have it happening and stuff like that. So the money's already going. I would love to see Sonny Bill Williams just come out, 1-2, jab, jab, and then just a deafening uppercut, and then it's all over Red Rover in 10 seconds.
Oh, that could potentially happen. Even though it's for charity, that still could potentially happen. And it's all happening December 1st as well, so we don't even have to wait that long. This is very exciting news.
This is great news.
This is very exciting news, ladies and gentlemen. Donate to charity, good cause, but also we all get to watch this happen. So let's wait and see what goes down. Shall we call it?
Yeah, let's go on.
That is the end of this morning's show. We're going to be back tomorrow from 6 a.m. Hey! Up next, music from The Weeknd, also Morgan Evans, and a little bit of Rudimental too. You have a fantastic Wednesday. Speak to you tomorrow morning. Bye-bye.
See ya.
Hit 104.7's Ned and Josh, the best radio show featuring two guys named Ned and Josh. Probably.
If you've been injured at work, act now. Visit mej.com.au.